Well, is this one on here, Tim? This on? Well, you're going to talk, man, about Lightnin' Hopkins. I need to tell you my Mance Lipscomb story. Okay. I got to open for Mance Lipscomb out in Utah. John and I, Rian Ullman, were booking some dates for him. And so I did a show with him at the college. And afterwards, the people that were hosting us, they were hosting the musicians. We went back to their house, and they had a nice late-night feast for us. And the next morning, we got up, and there was a note from them saying, well, we had to go to work, but help yourself to everything in the kitchen, you know, coffee and bacon and eggs and toast and whatever, you know, and anything you want, just help yourself, you know. So Mance and I fixed some coffee for us. We had breakfast and everything. And after a while, I said, Mance, I said, you want to ride downtown with me? He said, what are you going down there for? I said, I'm going down there because I got a watch. I got a pocket watch. It's a Bulova. My dad had it all his life. And then after he died, he left it to me. And I'm taking it down to get it fixed. I've been trying to use it, you know, in memory of my dad and everything. And I can't seem to keep it running. This is the third time I've been in the shop with it. And he says, how long your daddy have that watch? I said, oh, I don't know, many, many years. He says, you ever remember your daddy taking that watch to the shop to get it fixed? I said, no, I never remember dad having trouble when he was alive with it. He said, And he looked off across the field. He turned around and looked at me, and he had these kind eyes. He looked at me, he says, Brian, he says, you go on down there if you want to. I ain't going with you. He said, but I'll tell you what. He said, I don't think you need to go either. I said, why is that? He said, because. He says, I think your daddy did his work, and he got tired, and he laid down. He says, he left that watch behind. He says, but that watch is tired, too. It's done its work. You ought to put it in the drawer, pick it up every once in a while and rub it and think of your daddy. He says, but that watch is tired, just like your daddy. Let it lay down. Man, I got teared up. And I said, thank you, Mance. I sat there and talked with him, and I never, ever did get the watch fixed. I still got it.
That's good. That is a beautiful story.
Yeah.
That is beautiful.